想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're talking about some sleep-related idioms.
Indeed. Everyone likes to sleep, but not everyone knows how to talk about sleep in English. So we're going to take a look at some idioms related specifically to sleeping. Catnap, a short sleep or rest during the day. My dad often has a catnap on a Sunday afternoon.
猫特别喜欢在白天打瞌睡，那 catnap 就是小睡一下的意思。
Mm-hmm. And then 40 winks. If you have 40 winks, you have a short sleep or rest generally during the day. So very, very similar to a catnap.
40 winks 的意思也差不多，因为 so if you winked 40 times, it's a very short period of time. Therefore, 40 winks?
I have no idea.
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. Next up, hit the hay or hit the sack. When you hit the hay or hit the sack, you go to bed when you are really, really tired. For example, the boys were so exhausted that they hit the hay as soon as they reached the campsite.
当人们很累的时候就一下子倒在干草堆上了，所以 hit the hay or hit the sack 也就是立刻就去睡觉了的意思。
Right, and then there is lie in or sleep in. If you lie in, you stay in bed after a normal time for getting up. I imagine that a lot of people like to have a lie in on the weekend when they don't have to get up early for work.
There's nothing better than a lie in on Sunday for me. Lie in 就是已经过了起床的时间了，但是还赖在床上不肯起来的意思。
And then out like a light. If a person is out like a light, they are so tired that they fall asleep very quickly. As soon as his head touched the pillow, he was out like a light.
Out like a light 的意思就是一下就睡着。
Someone who is ready to drop is extremely tired or nearly too exhausted to stay standing. So for example, I've been shopping all day with Judy, I'm ready to drop. This is also kind of similar to a phrase that you hear in English. Someone is shopping until they drop, or shop till you drop is usually a sales tactic, getting people to come into the store with the amazing deals.
I see. Ready to drop 就是累的马上就可以倒下睡着的意思，而 shop till you drop 居然也是购物一直到
累死了。
OK, 购物一直够到累死了的状态。 OK,
I never thought I'd be teaching 小话 Chinese.
Nope.
And then sleep like a log. If you sleep like a log, you sleep deeply or soundly. So after a day at the beach, I usually sleep like a log.
这个短语大家可能都知道 sleep like a log, 睡得很沉。
And so not sleep a wink or not get a wink of sleep. So basically you sleep so lightlyor you don't actually sleep at all, no matter how much you try.
刚才说到40 winks 是小睡一下的意思，那 not sleep a wink 就是一点都没睡着。
And then the opposite of not sleeping a wink is to be fast asleep or sound asleep, and so very similar to sleeping like a log, so to be fully asleep and not easy to wake up.
Fast or sound asleep 也是指睡得很沉的意思。
And then looking at some idioms that aren't related directly with sleep, but kind of talking about sleep,asleep at the wheel means that someone is not sufficiently attentive, especially at a critical moment when vigilance is required. So, for example, when the firemen arrived too late at the scene, the night watchman was accused of being asleep at the wheel.
Asleep at the wheel 有点像关键时刻掉链子的意思，就是当你需要非常警醒的时候，你却没有注意。
And then to sleep on it, so take time, usually until the next day, to think something over before making a very important decision.
Yeah, I tend to sleep on my problems all the time.
Do you oversleep on your problems?
Kind of. So sleep on something 就是把这件事情先不管了，拖一阵再解决。And that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.